If you've come this far, you know that we're in deep
Deep shit.
shit. The abyss is bad, okay? Don't think about it too hard.
Or not at all.
Or just not at all. But that's where we are. That's where we are. We're gonna do our best to kill a timeline. And for the love of the God machine and everything holy in it, we will succeed.
Together, we can answer the spirit's call and right the wrongs of this and all reality.
At the party.
And the party goes late into the night. Wake up the next morning. There is a fire going. The werewolves have their breakfast on time. It's some fried fungus. And Hunts the Storm is probably there, already awake, I imagine. Yeah. And slowly the rest of the group come to with some pretty bad hangovers in the case of Ethel. And Mona is standing there with a glowing cannon sword, except there's something that's gone terribly wrong when you were drunk. What is the thing that's weird about the sword, Mona?
Oh, okay. There's only room for one cannon. When it shoots, you have to go and get the cannonball and put it back in. So it's kind of useless.
You've made a pistol. You've invented the pistol.
Well, it's a cannon.
Yeah, Davy Jones loves it, hugs you. Is so about this.
Yes. And it's, you know, it's a really nice sword. It can cut through, you know, matter. And
ghosts.
Can cut through ghosts. It's just like the lightsaber, but pirate themed.
Tayan comes to you all very serious as you wake up from your various stages of drunkenness and says, "Now is the time that you should go and build allies if that is what you seek."
Yeah, we're getting a ghost army.
Is there something that we should do while you are away? And the witches from 1692 and also the Davy Jones Cabal also want to know if they should stay hidden here, should go with you, or should go out on their own adventures, potentially sabotage the Nega timeline or something.
Acts of charity that will weaken.
In the party, what were the specific spirits of the party?
Goodwill. There was charity there. People were giving freely of themselves.
Are there any strong spirit or fate mages?
Sinjata is a very powerful fate
friends.
Mage. So Sinjata is a very powerful fate mage, and Davy Jones and Ishmael are also fate mages. So the dead runs are mostly fate mages with a little bit of life magic thrown in there.
How would you feel about asking our friends to find other allies here, like Sanjata, who is from here, but is a good person, like other people who are good and can join us, who might be here rebelling or something like that?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. If Sanjata exists, then there must be more.
All right, so that's what the dead runs are going to do.
Actually, can I ask Sanjata first, like, hey, when you were here, were you the only one here who was just trying to survive and make things better?
Everyone here is trying to survive, but everyone here is created in its image. We are all tainted, myself included. They turn away from him and turn back to you. Thought very hard last night to not strike each of you down, but something inside me wanted to rip out your hearts.
Oh, are you hungry?
I have a hunger, but it is not for flesh. Oh, yeah, he's not infected with the Nega timeline. He's made out of it.
Yeah, so he's like a cell of the 10,000 leaves.
A cell working against the whole, though. A cancerous cell that could spread.
Whoa. Yeah, fascinates me. Can I find out how that works with my sight?
Yeah, roll prime plus gnosis.
And spirit, too. Let's like, hey, Sinjata, let's hold hands for a second. Yeah, actually, so does this count as like a spiritual ecosystem?
Yeah, there's absolutely a spiritual ecosystem here. You're disrupting it.
Can I look at Sinjata with like part neocologist, like neocologist sight? What is it called when I'm looking at an ecosystem?
Yeah, there is base element to Sunjata, which is cursed hunger. It's like his body has it interwoven through every part of his being. But that cursed hunger doesn't seem to have taken over control of his soul. So for the rest of you, your souls are slowly being consumed by the cursed hunger. But for him, the cursed hunger is his body, and his soul is the antidote, pushing it out. Mona, successes on that prime spell?
5.
With an exceptional success, you can tell that when he awakened, he was able to resist the nature of the prince of 100,000 leaves. But with 5 successes, first of all, gain a beat. And second of all, you recognize that he can't have done it on his own, you don't think. Somehow, someone exposed him to a thing that would make him awaken, and that awakening saved him, or made him so that he wasn't like the abyssal timeline, changed him, gave him the potential to have that antidote soul.
Fascinating. Can I cast interconnections to maybe figure out who it might be if there's a residual?
Yeah, you should see like a nimbus or something attached to it maybe, but you don't. So that tells you that they're a very powerful being or they're not a mage.
I mean, I'm a very powerful being. Can That's I right. try to push that with my prime and see?
There's a chance that you would paradox on this roll.
Yeah, I mean, if it's the key to like finding more people like him and seeing who else is doing that.
Okay. So. Yeah. Roll your prime plus gnosis.
And we could maybe use some of those elements to make like inoculate the space and like push out whatever this thing is in some sort of like reverse virus way.
3.
With 3 successes, you feel the thing that you're pushing against strongly resisting you. But for a moment, you get like a pushback, and the pushback is a wave of spiders.
Check the map.
Right.
Dun, 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 dun. Spiders.
Wait, is that Ramona? Is that Sissy?
Sunjata did awaken as an acanthus who are tied to the Fae.
I have to find the old map because this doesn't have all of the nimbuses on it, unfortunately.
Parallaxis, you and Dolores awaken. How are you doing?
I'm pretty sure I wouldn't be too hungover. I don't think I would have perused that much. Also, feel like I have had plenty of experience with alcohol, so it shouldn't have been too bad. Dolores, on the other hand, is probably one of her maybe first experiences with it. So,
well,
how is she doing?
Did you stop her from drinking too much or help her through it?
I would have, I think at some point, I definitely would have.
All right. I think you should roll a composure plus socialize check for how well that went.
All right.
That's a fun die pool.
Oh, yeah. It went so well. I got 3 successes.
Alora, not hungover at all, had a great night. Really enjoyed your company, I think.
Nice. Yeah. No, see, you can't go too heavy into it. You just get the buzz and then you just wean off of it. You can't be chasing that drunkenness. It's a bad time of experience.
And with Alora, I think she should roll a check of some kind as well for the party. Maybe also a socialized check. It could be manipulation or wits. And she's trained in socialize. That's like her whole life, kind of.
Yeah, she actually has a specialty in parties.
She should definitely roll. And what's a high attribute for her? What's one of her higher attributes?
Wits or intelligence?
I think it's definitely a wits plus socialize as she's trying to like be savvy around all these supernaturals.
Do I add anything else because it's her specialty?
Plus 1. And okay, she can spend a point of willpower since she's going to get one back anyway from Mona's inspiring speech.
3.
Yeah, I think that had a great time, is now friends with the dead wrens as well. They're like, we don't care if you're just a Proximus. You're part of the family now too.
All right, she's into this because maybe there's a chance that through this like might also come her awakening. I feel like Alora is always kind of like tickling that bear.
And it is a bear.
Wait, can we pause? Tell them about the neighbors.
Oh, yeah, there was a bear in our front yard and our neighbors took a video of it.
Well,
it wasn't the neighbors. It was the neighbors have like a camera to their front door. And so the video they sent us was our neighbor leaving the house at 5 a.m., looking to their front lawn, seeing a mama bear and a baby bear, and then like turning back to the door, opening the door as fast as they can, and yelling, "There's an effing bear in the lawn!"
Amazing.
All caught on camera. Okay, that's all I want.
Yeah,
good bear update. Katie, I don't think you're going to find it on the tree. No.
Oh, am I right, though?
That's not on either of them.
Am I right, though?
I can't tell you that.
I feel like it sounds so familiar, and I just can't remember.
Spider
maybe
fae.
It's just
spider fae.
I mean, Ramona has spiders.
They that have spiders.
It doesn't seem like Ramona's MO.
I just draw. I don't know what that would be.
Well, the group of you has had a nice breakfast. It's been like a full day. And Mona, if you'd like, you can give another inspiring speech to have everybody gain back another point of willpower. You also all slept well last night, so you healed a lethal damage and a willpower. Yeah, you're having a great time in this abyssal timeline. I don't know what you're talking about. It's a great place down here.
Can I heal those magic resistant damages that I gave myself by sleeping?
You can heal one of the lethal, yes. And all of the bashing.
Okay.
And my speech goes along the lines of like, Ethel saved Davy Jones. Like, we are powerful and we're here to help. And we're not going to give up. Davy Jones and Ethel for life.
I think that Davy Jones is actually laying it on pretty thick with Ethel. Like, all the charm at this point.
In like a crazy way?
Yeah, or in a friendly way.
Friendly. Davy Jones is very charismatic. So it doesn't come off as creepy, at least.
All right. Mm-hmm. In which case, Ethel's loving it because she misses people like bonding over and doing things for her.
Yeah. And Davy Jones has like a whole crew here who are all just like, you're the new queen of the crew. You do think that Rabbit Annie is a little bit dejected, but also likes you. So she's cool with it for now. But you're all way more powerful than the dead wrens. Except for
well,
me.
That reminds me. With my seeing spirits all the time, does Ethel have any special spirit stuff going on now that she's got the super cool stone?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. There's a spirit of hubris just hanging around Ethel.
I mean, a new death stone spirit or anything.
It got stronger. The spirit of hubris was there, and it's stronger now.
Oh. We're doomed. That was great. Okay.
The dead wrens are going to go out and they're going to recruit. You can make a plan for anybody else, but otherwise they'll just stay here hidden. The dead wrens will have a chance of being good or getting caught.
What's a good way for them to get in touch with us or like meet us or something?
Yeah. Can we ask them to like cut a strand of their hair each and then I'll braid it into one braid with all their strands weaving together?
Ooh.
Yeah, that could work.
And then I can always use it as a telephone.
They need to have a telephone near them to ring.
I give... How do you have some hair to spare? I use Davy Jones's new swashbuckling sword to cut a strand of my hair.
Okay. Yeah, you can do it. This telephone game will work. But we'll have a chance of paradoxing here in this timeline.
Hairball.
I feel like we got to make Mona a legacy that has that phone call spell as one of its sole abilities.
Like the phone operator legacy.
The phone operator for the god machine, though.
Hans the Storm would like to, during this morning time, approach Hannah and simply say, I've noticed that you have been able to see through the spirits of this place. That's a training I received and spent my whole life doing. But you are a master of it. You're far beyond my capabilities. And I see that you are also a master of life, transforming this place from the horrible malice that it is to a much better place. And we all seem to be capable of doing it. It seems to really not like our charity and goodwill and positive attitude.
Our joy, resilience.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, all the good feelings and goodwill and just doing good for each other is hurting it and him.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that by finding other allies, we can build up more goodwill together as this larger community and start seeding more of that type of white cell against this, but there might be other ways to, because this is like when, this is like a landscape of spirit itself, and there might be a way to slowly change it into something else.
All my time here that I spent here before, I tried to master spirits and force them to just, for protection, force them to not hurt, harm my people. But I can never change them. They're always very malicious. But you change them. And if I could help in any way with when you do that in the future, I would like to assist if I could.
Can I teach Hunts the Storm a spell?
You've never tried. You can cast a spell on Hunts the Storm to make Hunts the Storm see spirits, though. That's easy. It is a spell. Oh, it- paradox.
Yeah, but if Hunts the Storm... does Hunts the Storm, do you have spirit magic?
I have spirit sight, essentially. I can see spirit, and I can talk to them a little bit. That's about it.
Yeah. So there is a way to change them. We can banish them, we can lock them away, we can even destroy them. But changing them, I think, is... places need spirits. And if we destroy all of the bad spirits here, it's going to be a wasteland of nothing. And I don't know if that's the right way to do this. But changing them can sort of change them drastically, but it's hard. I'm wondering if there's a way to transition them, I guess?
Well, spirits are kind of like an ocean, and they flow into each other. So as you created all those spirits of joy here, they did flow out into the world and change this world. You could force it to do it with spirit magic, but that would kind of be like a temporary fix, because the world would want to return to the way that it was. If you could somehow bring the spirit of happiness, bring these spirits of charity and cooperation through your actions, that would have more long-term lasting effects. But then again, this place is built on eating other people, so it's not like a good baseline to start with. It's always gonna have eating other people in some regard somewhere in it.
I was thinking, like, is there a way to just transmit joy? But people are going to find joy in eating other people, and that's not what we want.
At the very least, I would be honored if you would teach me how to at least transform spirits so that maybe I could teach my people as well.
I can try. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, and it will take some time to try to figure out, but it's definitely something that you should explore. Both of you gain a beat from this conversation, and as you all get ready to go, is there anything else that you plan on doing?
And and it's just followed up some questions with Tain about since the last time we were at, that I was at the field of, if I ever was back in the past, the field of hits, anything we should know about it. If Tain's been there within recent memory.
Tain has not ventured that far north. You started more south than this. So. Okay. They did not send scouts in that direction since they arrived here rather recently. Okay. There are reports from where they came from that up here in the north, there are cities of great sacrifice.
And is that Ruka? And also, I was going to ask about Rukavira. Send scouts into there.
There are many rumors about Rukavira. It's the largest area of sacrifice, and it's got like these blood rituals where each building offers one of its own, the weakest, out to have their flesh devoured, and it's overcrowded, and people are cutthroat there. They have heard that the city of Rukavira is home to a massive garrison of troops, and that the people themselves there could be mobilized through fear as an even larger army.
Okay, I'll definitely relay all that to everybody else.
As you travel, you'll need someone to roll a wits plus survival check. And there's a question of, would you go through the Shattering Field or avoid it?
Shattering Field is where the chains were coming down, right?
Correct.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, let's totally avoid that.
This whole place is a cursed land, so there's problems everywhere. But you can, after you roll the wits plus survival, someone could roll a fate spell, though there is once again a chance of paradox.
I have 1 point of survival. Does anyone have more than that?
I have 3 dots in survival.
All right. I think it's a wits survival.
And I'll spend a willpower point on that.
It's a good time for it.
Yeah.
More successes, less problems.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 successes.
With 4 successes, you sense that there are horrific monsters, things coated with bodies and blood. But using your olfactory senses, you stay low, and the party manages to slip past their radar until you reach the field of heads. As you walk into the field of heads, you feel as though they are watching you. And then, in front of you, there's something somewhat familiar to one of you. A road made of rectangular bricks of gold. Pure gold.
Oh, no. Are any spirits hanging around this yellow brick road?
Yeah. As you look around, you can tell that there are spirits here. Spirits of mystery and opulence inside the bricks. There are also spirits inside the heads of suffering and spirits of terror.
This road seems really out of place, team. Yeah. Hey, can someone figure out why
this road is here? That's my favorite question. I do prime gnosis.
Yep, prime gnosis.
Why that's happening, Ethel's going to look at Hannah and say, why did Davy Jones call you Dorothy?
That is who I used to be that was who I became when I awakened, and who I thought that I was, and who I was for a very long time. Actually, not that long. For a very short amount of time. And it felt like that life was cut. It was ended. It was no longer me. It was that me was taken from me. And then I found myself being someone else, and I decided to call myself Hannah, and that is who I am now. And Dorothy was a me and is not a me. And the dead runs are just not caught up yet. But that road is something that follows me. It's not a funny ha-ha that my name is Dorothy, but sometimes it is. Just not right now.
Mona, you got successes, I imagine.
I got 6 successes.
So you can tell that this thing isn't prime magic. There's no magic about the bricks. There's no magic spell here. But you can also tell that there's some sort of fate connection, and you reflexively switch to your fate sight. And you can tell that these bricks are somehow connected not just to Hannah, but also to Ethel.
I look at Ethel. Does this mean anything to you? You're fated to it.
I mean, I liked The Wizard of Oz enough when I was a kid. I watched the movie probably a few dozen times.
Hey, me too.
So are you?
I mean, that's it. Unless, is Hannah and Ethel's going to pull Mona aside. Is Hannah killing people and taking their personalities or bodies or whatever, you know, like my grandmother? She doesn't quite understand what you explained to her, but it sounds an awful lot like grandmother, like switching through folk.
Mona says, what makes you say that?
Well, that Hannah was someone else before and now she's become this other person. Like, who was Dorothy?
Oh, you know, I never really questioned it, but I don't think they're still killing people. I think that's just like a progression of who they are as a person.
So more like a spiritual change than like an actual bodily change?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Hannah.
And you don't have an opportunity to now, as in the ground, it opens up into all these tiny little doors and these small people come out of the ground. They're holding spears. They look dirty. They look angry. And they are quite short.
How small are we talking? Like 6 inches? A foot?
Like 2-3 feet.
Okay.
Munchkin sized, you might say.
Oh man, we're in the movies. Okay.
Ah, they yell as they surround you with their weapons.
My wings come out. And I am a good witch in high speech.
Roll presence plus persuasion. Add +2 for the wings. And you know what? Add another +2 for high speech because you're telling the truth. You are a good witch. Okay. So with 1 success, they stop, get a little scared, and back away from you.
And where the road goes. Hannah's just whisper screams to Mona.
You want me to ask where the road goes? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Where does this road lead? I'm on a quest to defeat a bad witch.
Ozymandias.
Do I recognize that place?
No, but...
Ozymandias?
Ozymandias, yes.
As in the Wizard of Oz, yes.
So this wizard is extremely powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Are they the most powerful wizard ever?
The other thing is that they're speaking in a variant of Algonquin that probably only Mona and Hunts the Storm would understand. And you understand that Ozymandias does mean one with great powers. And you're pretty sure that they are what would be considered one of the princes, one of the rulers of this place. So it's both a city and a person of that name.
Do you serve Ozymandias?
They look at you. They clearly want to know what is the right answer to give you, but they don't say anything.
Okay. One of the weaknesses is charity. Mona is going to not take it personally that they're probably evil.
They are. They're super evil.
Yeah. And, you know, is there a way... I saw the change in Sinjata's makeup mm-hmm. that made him question his surroundings.
No, but you can. So this is normally not very well advised because it causes paradox, but you can give people the ability to see magic, and you could give them all prime sight right now, or any of your other mage sights.
Yeah, but
there's a lot of paradox on this.
Yeah, I'm hoping I can, like, see a flaw in their abyssal creation and try to manipulate that to have the same flaws.
Their only flaw is that they have souls, and so they could awaken.
Okay. Yeah, but it's, like, morally wrong to have them have mage sight.
It is an act of hubris, that's true. But it is also charitable at the same time.
Does it balance itself out?
No, you're still rolling a wisdom thing. But it doesn't balance itself out. It has different effects. Charity here will weaken the timeline.
What's the bad effect?
The bad effect is that Mona could lose wisdom and there could be paradox.
What if I tried to make them relax through song?
Yeah, sure. Roll a presence plus expression check.
I'll pull out
turn them into bugs.
I don't think that counts as charity.
Very uncomfortable.
I see those weapons and I'm going to make you better weapons.
You're going to make them better weapons? All right.
What if I just throw them a bunch of fingers? Give them snacks.
Spend another willpower point.
Okay. Yeah, so you're going to play music. Are you giving them finger food? Is that what I understand is happening here?
It's a party. We're making a party.
Once again, the spells that you cast have massive paradox of dipoles attached to them. But
nothing else that I'm going to do. You're right. I'm supposed to be more reckless with magic. All right. What other living things are around me?
Living things. There's like plants. There's fungus growing on the heads, probably.
Okay. I'm going to just gather up a bunch of living matter and, like, breadcrumbs to pigeons.
Oh, my gosh. It doesn't make sense, and the timeline starts to unravel, but we are going to roll some paradox here. Right now, it's 6 dice of paradox.
Time to celebrate this lovely new beginning for you.
You can use a tool to bring it down by 2, and then there's still 4 more dice of paradox.
Could my flute playing have helped? With the paradox or no?
No. Give mana.
I only got 1 thing.
Okay. They are confused by your songs. They've never heard anything and you're not sure if they like it, but they're not attacking you.
Yeah.
I still have a knife, like a regular, not lightsaber, but just a knife. And I think just like healing.
4 dice of paradox.
The 1 mana.
We're at 3 dice of paradox. All right.
And then if I use high speech, is that 1 more?
No.
Okay. I don't know what else to do.
Oh. There's no paradox, man. There were a lot of fun paradox things I was thinking about, but you have a bunch of fingers and they are all about it. They are so happy. You've solved this encounter. Everybody gains a beat and the abyssal timeline is weakened as these people happily go back into their holes without attacking you.
Yay.
Calming down on some fresh finger fries.
This is a weird place.
You know, it makes me think a lot of the Fae. Just more evil, if that's even possible.
Less chaos, still twisted.
So are you going to the Golden Road team?
Can I also look at it with Fate Sight? But is my legacy once per session?
No, it's all the time.
I mean, not legacy, destiny once per session?
Yes, your destiny is once per session.
I would like to use my destiny and a fate spell to know if going down this path is headed towards our goal.
Now, Lord. It is a spell that you are describing, not just general interconnections there, which means that there's paradox upon it.
Okay, I guess we can just not do it. I don't know. What
do you rotes count as spells?
Yes.
I mean, what's the other way if we don't take this way?
Blindly walk down the yellow brick road towards the Wizard of Oz.
But we want to go to the Ghost Army, right?
The same direction, I think, right?
It's very much the same direction. You think the ghosts might have gone down this golden road.
That makes it worse.
It's way worse. This is not a good road.
Is there a way to explore for other options?
If you don't go down this road, then you will not go to Ghost City.
Okay.
So we're going down the road.
This seems to be the path. Yeah.
Yeah, let's go arm in arm and sing.
I don't think Hannah can do it, but they will go arm in arm.
Okay.
All right. You progress down the road for some time through a deep, dark wood, and then you get to this place where you can look down and see a city made of crystal, various hues with massive golden pillars. And as you look upon it, it looks upon you with a massive crystalline eye. It casts a space spell on you. Mona, you can roll your prime plus your gnosis. Parallax, you can roll your space plus your gnosis.
4.
Not enough.
Yeah, I got 1.
Definitely not enough. You are all thrown through a space portal, ripped out of reality.
And wait, can I cast Supernal Dispellation?
That is what you tried to do. You tried to oppose it, throwing up your wards and signs as barriers, but it was too quick.
Oh, I can't spend like a mana. It's a praxis too.
I would let you roll your rote skill and add it onto this. So you'd add additional dice equal to your rote skill,
which is a cult.
But you got 4 and it got 7. So.
Well, I got 5, 6, 7. I just, 8. I just rolled 4 zeros in a row. And then a 9.
So the ground is pulled around from underneath you all. You feel yourself falling back as it all becomes a spiral. And then Mona stabilizes. You solidify in place as you do not get swept away from the city. But instead, Mona, you're just holding this space magic back with your divine energy. And you can continue to walk forward if you'd like.
That's wild. That was just wild.
That was magic on the dice.
Do you continue forward towards the city, clearly trying to kill you?
At the very least, we have to get out of that thing's line of sight, whatever, just try to cast that thing at us.
So it's a long distance forward if you want to reach it like this through walking. There may be further obstacles.
We could fly. We could portal.
We could go skate.
Flying involves no spell casting.
Me?
Yeah, you can carry all of us, can't you?
I mean, if I made you all really light, yes.
You can carry us one at a time?
Yes, but that would take a very long time.
Can we walk through death while we're in the abyss?
You haven't tried. Would you like to?
Yeah, I have that as a rote, I think, cutting a door into death.
Would it be the same distance?
Well, we'd be out of the sight of the thing, maybe?
But it would be the same distance. Death realm?
Ethel's gonna slide open the door and, like, wiggle her eyebrows. Huh? Huh?
As soon as you slide open the door, hundreds of ghosts materialize, pouring out in the form of monkeys.
Whoa! Close the door, close the door, close the door.
They begin grabbing your companion.
No.
We found the ghost army.
Hannah had PTSD around monkeys for a very long time.
Hannah, not only do you think that the things that you experienced in an insane asylum were no longer just visions of your mind, you recognize they were visions of this place. This is where you were sent. This is that twisted version of Oz.
Is this where the flayed flesh person?
You all get pulled up into the sky. You haven't found that person yet, but I'm not saying that they're not here. And we'll return next session to you all do there. But Ethel, you are not pulled up into the sky like Alora and Parallax and Hunts the Storm. Instead, the ghost gate reopens and a mortal man walks through in this elaborate golden armor. It looks with this massive regalious cape as if they are the finest person you've ever set eyes to. Their handsome face is familiar to you because it's Byron. And that is where we're going to end this session.
Because I don't have a camera, you can't see that my mouth is literally hanging open, but...
All right.
Yeah, so Victoria, I lost the name Dorothy, apparently in the Abyss.
Yeah.
What? Hannah, your backstory, Hannah's backstory is very tragic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and we're going to go see the asylum where Hannah was taken, right?
Maybe.
We go, is it Salem?
Oh, you mean in real life? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we'll go to the Danvers Asylum like I prevented all of us from going to throughout the game.
It's apartment buildings mostly now.
Yeah, in my understanding, didn't they burn down a couple times in their attempt to make them apartment buildings, though?
Mm-hmm. Once upon a time, I ran a time traveling vampire game where they went back in time in Danvers Asylum to the day that it was burning down.
Whoa.
It was great.
There's a pretty creepy horror movie called Session 9 that takes place in the Danvers Asylum. If you're curious.
But yeah, I think that you all gain a beat for playing. And by the way, these beats also apply to Alora. I don't know if you gave Alora the beats last time.
I think I give her them sometimes. We're doing
give her three time. More just in case. And then for this session, also give her three because I think everybody gets three, one for role playing, one for solving a problem with the munchkins, and one for playing in general. So then on top of that, aspirations and obsessions. I'm going to jump down to Parallax first. Trevor, do you have any aspirations or obsessions?
I would say keeping Alora safe from getting intoxicated too much.
Maybe.
The other ones, not so much.
Hunts the Storm. Any aspirations or obsessions?
Destroy the... No, escape from Negative Highline. That's not a thing yet. Get back. No. Destroy or purify evil in the Abyss. That's all. Closest one. I don't think it.
I think that you did destroy and purify the Abyss when you had that great party. Take a beat. Hannah, Katie, did you hit any of your aspirations?
Heal Davy Jones.
Yep, that's a beat.
Find other native abyssal rebels. So send a party out after that.
Yeah, you took steps towards that. Take another beat.
And then reclaiming reality.
Yep, that's a third beat.
Yay.
A lot of beats. Good aspirations and obsessions.
Yeah, I gotta change several of them now. Well, Davy Jones, done.
Victoria, what about you for both of your characters, Ethel and Alora?
So Alora has an aspiration to awaken or become a mage. She's trying, but no, I don't know if you consider her making any steps towards that.
Yeah, she became friends with a bunch of mages. That counts.
Okay, cool. And that's all for Alora. Probably could use another aspiration since she found Parallax and I don't need that one anymore. And then for Ethel, I already took the one earlier for the hat and having all the nice things I want. Did I make any steps towards raising my ghost army?
Yeah, you went to the ghost army city. Take a beat.
Cool. And then I had both an aspiration to release Byron and an obsession to bring people back from the dead, which seeing this living Byron kind of excites both of these thoughts to me, but that's up to you.
Yeah, I think we need another beat for sure. And maybe more in the next session.
Man, handsome Byron. Who'd have thought?
The handsomest Byron.
Do we still have Ghost Byron with us?
No, Ghost Byron's back on the ship.
Ghost Byron's on the ship. Okay, thank you.
Okay, in the beginning of this, you asked me if the twist was that I was going to teach you what paradox is. This is what paradox is.
Please explain.
Well,
Byron's dead. Byron shouldn't be here.
Byron's dead. Byron shouldn't be here. Byron shouldn't be both in the other timeline and here. Lots of stuff.
And in beautiful armor.
And in beautiful armor. That's a paradox right there, honestly.
Did a specific spell cause this then?
Spoilers. Finally, Mona, do you have any beats? Aspirations or obsessions?
Yes. Create weapons for army. I made Davy Jones sword.
That counts.
I got 2, 5 plus 6. Actually, I got a third, but 9 success.
Yeah, I haven't been counting those as part of this. That's just in the meantime. You should have gotten those, which is a lot of beats.
My obsession, find out how things work. I saw how Sinjata was.
Yes, that
takes. And then defeat evil in Nega Timeline. I partied hard.
Yeah, the hard party is defeating evil. Take another beat. Great party, everybody. Great party. And to our people watching this video, you go party hard.
Responsibly.